What's up, Shady Groove listeners? This is another badass version of the podcast called Shady Groove at shadygroove.blogspot.com. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and I got a great set of music for you. We're gonna rock it out. So this is the day before Thanksgiving, usually one of the biggest party nights of the year. And I gotta say, man, I used to go out to parties, and I just sit at home and listen to this kind of stuff. Dig it.
I was too nice.
Yeah, loving it. That was the last one we heard. Eric Clapton was doing the Willie and the Hand Jive there. That was off of 461 Ocean Boulevard. Before that, we heard the Eastland Brothers with Twist and Shout. You know, the Beatles just released their whole digitally enhanced catalog on iTunes. I know Steve Jobs has been chasing that for years. They finally got it. But that was the original Twist and Shout. Actually, it came on his on his original album, actually, or on the Beatles' original album, Please Please Me, but it was a song written by Phil Medley and Burt Burns, originally titled Shake It Up, and recorded by the Top Notes, and then covered by the Eastley Brothers there. So that was off of their 1977 album, Live at the London, that was off of Twist and Shout there, but before that, the man, Marvin Gaye, we started all off with that, called Got to Give It Up, of his 1977 album, Live at the London Palladium, and that was a great tune there. It was recorded in three studio dates in 1976, but it was actually written in response to Marvin Gaye's label Motown. They were pushing the singer to record commercially accessible dance music to fit the music industry's embrace of dance rhythms, and he did record a dance rhythm right there, and it was an instant success, landing number one on three different Billboard charts. So it is, that was a great little block. It is the Thanksgiving holiday, the day to give thanks, and what better to give thanks than a song called Be Thankful for What You Got. Check it.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back, you may not have a car at all. But remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what. Not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sun roof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sun roof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sun. forever forgotten.
The Black Crowes, right there, singing Locust Street off of their 2008 album War Paint. Before that, we heard William Devon, and that song was called Be Thankful for What You Got. It was actually originally called a Cadillac Don't Come Easy, eventually rewritten to become the Be Thankful for What You Got in 1972. He spent $900 towards his development to Omega Sound, which was a Philadelphia production house, and the producers at Omega, you know, they wanted to go for a nasty groove and write a smooth arrangement. Eventually, they booked time and they recorded at Sigma Sound Studio in Philly. some great lyrics in that one, so just think about that when you're for the Thanksgiving holiday there. It said, though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangsta white walls, TV antenna, you may not even have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got, and some good stuff. We're going to move on right along here. This is today, actually, born on this day in 1941, Donald Dunn, the bassist from Booker T and the MGs. So happy birthday, Donald Dunn, and let's hear one from Booker T. Green Onions, check it out.
night is quite the dark. The boat she laid since 12 o'clock. Me watch the tide easing in. It's low the moon, but high the wind. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me all alone, me open the rum. It's long the wait for boat to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the buildings high. We find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder when the boat she come to bring me love. Oh, sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing, she hold me tight, she touch me lips, me eyes they close, me heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon, but still alone, me drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie. She say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me lay down alone, was good to rum. Me fall asleep, the boat she come. The girl she look, till come the dawn. She weep and cry, return for home. The whistle blow, me open me eyes. Was bright the sun, was blue the skies. Me grab me shoes, me jump and run. Me see the boat head for horizon. Havana moon is gone the rum. The boat she sail, me love she gone. Havana moon, Havana moon.
All right, that was Havana Moon, Chuck Berry, off his 1963 album by Chess Records, titled also Havana Moon. And before that, of course, we had Booker T and the MGs doing their 1962 release Green Onions, which vaulted them into the spotlight there, off of their debut album, also called Green Onions as well. Let's keep on rolling. Crank this up. It's going to be awesome. Crank it.
Yeah.
Right there, we had a couple of them from originally from 1971. The last one we heard was the Kinks, called "Acute Schizophrenia Paranoia Blues" off of Muswell Hillbillies, an album in 1971. And before that, Aretha Franklin doing "Rock Steady, the Queen of Soul Herself." That was off of a 1971 album, "Young, Gifted, and Black." Peaked at peaked at number 9, reached the number 9 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts that same year, and number 2 on the best-selling soul singles charts. So I'm going to keep it on moving with some new music. Actually, not too new. Actually, we're about midway through our podcast today. It is shadygroove.blogspot.com. Please send a message, send a comment, do whatever it takes. Send a request. But midway through, we always do our long jams. So this is another soul hit from one of the greatest. We lost him early, King Curtis, and this is called Soul Serenade.
Thank you for making this one of our big records. Had the pleasure of writing this back in 1962, and we'd like to do it for you, especially for all the requests we have for this tune. It's called Soul Serenade. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said a little earlier, we got one of our very dear brothers on the organ tonight, and all of you know he got a hit record called My Sweet Lord. So we're going to let Billy Preston do it right here. How about a big round of applause for Billy Preston now?
We just had the Dramatics Detroit band doing What You See Is What You Get off of their that was off of Best of album. It was actually a 1971 single, and it peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Top 100 charts. Before that, one of my favorite soul sax players, and he was amazing. King Curtis doing Soul Serenade. That was taken from his 1971 album Live at the Fillmore West, originally recorded in 1962. King Curtis, this guy was the man. He was just a sax virtuoso. You know, great session musician. We definitely just lost him early. You know, he was lugging an air conditioner towards his brownstone apartment in New York, West 86th Street in 1971, and two junkies were sitting there on his step there. Got into a fight when he asked him to leave, and the guy, you know, pulled out a knife and just stabbed him. Dude was arrested, but, you know, who cares? I mean, we lost one of the best there. At his funeral, Aretha sang, and Stevie Wonder played. Jesse Jackson administered the service, so, you know, just to show, it goes to show you, man, that you never know, man. So, but anyway, check this out. It's called You Never Know, Wilco.
Children, you're acting like children. Every generation thinks it's the end of the world. All you fat followers get fit fast. Every generation thinks it's the last. Thinks it's the end of the world. Down a well, this a long, heavy hell. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. It's a field we transcend. If we're here at the end, I don't care anymore. I don't care. Children at your age, get back to black meadows and pearls. While all you sword swallowers pull yourselves together, every generation thinks it's the worst, thinks it's the end of the world. It's a secret I can't tell. There's a witch down a well. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. It's a long, heavy hell. Synthesize. I don't care anymore.
The Harder They Come, The Harder They Fall by Mr. Jimmy Cliff from the soundtrack of the same name in 1972, soundtrack of the movie. So that's a widely covered version. The Harder They Come has been covered by Merle Sanders, Keith Richards, Cher, Jerry Garcia Band, Moe, Willie Nelson, Desmond Dekker, Social Distortion, Joe Strummer, Long Beach Dub All Stars, Widespread Panic, Guster, and the list goes on and on. That's a great one right there. Before that, we heard Wilco called You Never with a song called You Never Know off of their 2009 album Wilco. We're winding down here, folks, and it is again shadygroove.blogspot.com. Send us a message, you know, give some requests and whatnot. Let's we got a couple left for you. This is the Avett Brothers. Let's hear it.
While you wait for some
that you will never stop. Knowing me and trusting me, loving me a lot, oh, I have tried.
Now I think like I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wow, what a heartfelt song there by Sam Cooke. That last one, of course, was the amazing Sam Cooke, and it's called "The Change Is Gonna Come." It's a 1964 single. It is said that upon hearing Bob Dylan's "Blowin' in the Wind" in 1963, Sam Cooke was greatly moved that such a poignant song about racism in America could come from someone who was not black. So he, while on tour, after speaking with some sit-in demonstrators in North Carolina following concert, he wrote it in his tour bus, and that's how it came about. Anyway, so that was Sam Cooke. Before that, the Avett Brothers, "Please Pardon Yourself" off of Mignonette. And that's about all time I got for you today. Shadygroove.blogspot.com. Check it out. We're going to leave you just like we do every week. It is the Daily Dose of the Gourds. Enjoy your turkey day, and enjoy this one from the Gourds. Hopefully you'll be pulling the meat right off the bone as well. So, see ya. Have a good one.
I've been waiting on a cold front to trample this sun. I've been calling my mama on the telephone. I've been cooking lots of chicken on the kitchen stove. Bye.